Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Aligned CEO Method and Aligned Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I'm your host, Nicole Krohn. Really excited to be back here this week. We've got TGIM today, Biz Besties on Thursday, and then on Friday, you're going to hear our guest episode with Casey Volard, who is a Kundalini expert. The conversation is so good. We have had amazing guests the past few weeks, and we've got a whole bunch of incredible guests lined up. Guest episodes will always be released on Friday, so if you missed the last few, make sure to go back and catch up on those. We have had Lauren, who is from Nest and Nourish, and her podcast is The Well-Nourished Mother. We've had Tara Brunette Mindset on, Kayla Horry. So there are some incredible recent guests, and then stay tuned for all the upcoming incredible guests as well. Today's episode is going to be a short mindset perspective for you, and this is based off of a conversation that I had with my husband, Jeff. And I know lots of you have been asking to bring Jeff back on the podcast, and we are talking about that. We feel like we could sit down and record for 2 hours all about what it's like being married to one another as two entrepreneurs, what it has been like to watch Jeff grow into his business. I was his coach that helped him start his business, which was really fascinating, and to see how far and how fast he's taken it. And recently he chatted with somebody who has a very successful business that is modeled similar to his. And they said, it is extremely rare that you've been able to do what you've been able to accomplish in just 3 years of business. And Jeff said, my wife is a business coach. And this guy was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Otherwise, I would have asked, who are you working with? Do you have a business coach? Because it is highly unlikely that you would be able to achieve all that you've achieved without having somebody who could coach you along the way. And that really got me thinking about how powerful having a qualified, confident, trained coach is in your back pocket. So I'm not Jeff's coach. I would prefer not to be his coach. Just, I don't think counselors want to counsel their spouses and those sorts of things. But just the way I'm wired and the questions I ask, I'm just a coach by nature. I'm curious by nature. And so him and I got chatting about this and about how he was saying that he's never been with anybody that's asked questions like I ask. And to me, this is just how I operate, and which is really interesting because I notice that my attention span is short for people who don't want to go deep or don't ask curious questions. People that are really surface level, I glaze over and then totally lose interest. And I think a big part of that is because I have done my coach training and I've been so into personal development and I've read lots of books about coaching and mentorship and listen to podcasts and put myself in rooms and events and masterminds and stuff where I hear people asking really high level questions. And my number one strength in Strength Finder is being an intellectual. So out of the 35 top strengths, where I rank in that is hearing information, reading information, listening to information, and absorbing it and being able to retain everything that I hear. And I didn't realize that was a superpower until I took the Clifton Strengths, and I took it when I had to work for Lululemon, and then also when I got hired as an associate coach when I first started, and then again when I took my coaching program with Fabian Fredrickson 2 years ago. So three different times, every single time it came back, that was my top strength. And I thought, wow, this is really cool to see that I am a learner for sure. And I'm somebody that can take information and distill it down and simplify it. And as Jeff and I got talking and he was saying, you ask really great questions and I've never been around anybody who asks questions like you do. And then we got talking and we were talking about how we talk about the future. Again, it's not how lots of people talk about the future. And sometimes I'm in my own little bubble and think that everybody's into personal development and everybody understands psychology and that everybody is working on their mindset, and that is simply not the case. And one thing that I want to offer to all of you who are listening today as a quick mindset shift perspective is how you're thinking about your future. And the future, as you all know, has not happened yet. It is something to be experienced. And I see time and time again, especially because I coach people every week and I'm talking to people in the DMs all the time and I'm in my own coaching program, and I see how often people create a future that elicits worry. They create a future that is fearful. They create a future that is based out of lack. And the way that I hear this or interpret this is, I'm so worried that there's not going to be any more clients. I'm not going to be successful in my launch. This isn't going to work out. What if I can't buy my home? What if I'll never get out of debt? These are all future scenarios that people are putting themselves in, and maybe you're doing this too, that literally do nothing beneficial for you. Because all of those thoughts and those what ifs and those worries and those concerns, they're stemming from a thought or an image in your mind that most likely is coming from your past. And you're choosing to pick something up and keep something from your past and project it into your future. And Dr. Joe Dispenza has always said that the best way to predict your future is to create it. Again, so interesting to me how many people walk around talking about a future that hasn't happened yet in a negative connotation, in a negative light. What happens if you look at your future through the lens of I am statements, through the lens of I am healthy, I am strong, I am an athlete, I am successful, I am a mom, I am loved, I am loving, I am whatever you want it to be. I am beautiful, I am smart, I am wealthy, I am more than enough. What if your future is I am statements? I am positive statements. Statements that when you say that sentence in your mind, the image that it creates elicits a feeling in the body that feels good. You want more of that. And it's from that place of having a future vision that excites you that you start to take action today in this present moment, because that's really all we have is how you're feeling in this present moment. When you have a future vision that excites you and lights you up, you will take action today to move you towards that future. But what happens is when you have a future that frightens you, that creates worry and concern, is you go into analysis paralysis. I see this all the time where people create imposter syndrome, self-sabotage, lack of confidence, perfectionism, procrastination. All of those identities that you're placing on yourself don't need to be there because they haven't happened yet. The future hasn't happened yet. I have seen how many people are so quick to move towards or create a future or talk about a future that isn't exciting for them. I know from a neurolinguistic perspective here, having an NLP background, I can see how people's subconscious picks up their past behaviors and projects it onto their future. I'm so grateful that I have this awareness, and I'm so grateful I can bring it to our clients in Align CEO Method every week and help them move out of this, because otherwise I think that lots of people aren't even aware. Not even aware that they're thinking thoughts about their future that don't light them up, and then they put themselves in a fear-based state or a worry-based state and then either don't move at all or move towards a future that is scary. And we see this with people that have, on the far end of the spectrum, people that have a really doomsday mentality. But when the pendulum swings and it moves away from the doomsday mentality all the way to somebody like myself, where I live in a very bright, exciting future, somewhere along the way, I think there's a lot of people who just haven't caught on to the awareness yet that thoughts become things. And your thoughts about your future become your future. Your thoughts about yourself become your identity. Your thoughts about your relationships become your worthiness. Thoughts become things. And until people really get a grasp on that, the subconscious is running the program. But when you can take your subconscious thoughts and make them conscious and make them work for you and with you rather than against you, or run the show and you don't even have awareness or control over it, you think you don't have control over it, then that's where I see a lot of people get stuck. Here's a nice simple exercise for you, is I want you to write down people, places, experiences, and things that you desire in your future. Maybe you can start with 4 to 5 in each category. Maybe you're looking for your new girl gang. Maybe you are looking for your perfect intimate life partner. Maybe you are looking to rekindle a relationship with a family member. Maybe you're looking to make a hire in your business or be connected with somebody that will take your business to the next level. Try and come up with 4 people that you desire to have their energy in your life. Again, it's all energy. While I was manifesting Jeff and calling Jeff into my life before I met him, I obviously didn't know his name was Jeff. I didn't know that he would look like the babe that he is. I didn't know that he would be 6'3", tall, dark, and handsome, exactly what I was looking for. What I was calling in was the energy of him. Somebody who would invite me into their friend group and make me feel welcome. Somebody that was generous and put me at the forefront of their needs. And so Jeff is all of those things and more. But if I was getting laser focused on what they looked like and their name and who they are and are they already in my life, I would not have called him in. And so when I'm saying call in the people, places, things, and experiences that you desire in your life, it can be energetic. Again, places can be maybe places you want to visit, places you would like to live, places that you want to have your work having clients in. So start to go to places. Experiences, well, you get to decide what that is. An experience can be an array of things. You can experience falling in love. You could experience sitting front row at the Olympics, like whatever an experience is, taking a first class flight to your favorite vacation. What are some experiences you would like? And then things I just place as a category at the end of, I don't know, maybe thing is a certain car or a new laptop or a watch or something like that. Things, materials, books. Okay, so you're creating your list, people, places, experiences, and things that you desire. And I say in your future, because if they're not here in this moment, then the future is next minute and the next breath and the next breath. And so they can come at any time. We won't put a cap on it. We're not saying our future between now and the next 5 years. We're just dreaming. The future is anything beyond this next breath. I want you to go through your 4 or 5 in each category and notice if any of those are projection from your past self trying to control how your future self is. What I mean by that is, say you wrote down that you are calling in your girl gang, your new group of girlfriends that are really aligned, and you guys talk about the things that you've always wanted to have a group of girlfriends where you go out to brunch and talk about those things, or you have them over to your home and you're imagining how your relationship would play out with these girlfriends. I want you to notice what part of your past self may be projecting and creating limitations around this future desire. Because if you have a past story that says, I've never had a group of girlfriends, or I've always been around girlfriends who gossiped, or I've always hung out in couples, or whatever it might be, I want you to just notice, and you can jot them down. Oh, that's interesting that this past thought is coming up for me and shaping how I'm trying to create my future to be. And then I want you to ask yourself, because that's your subconscious trying to come to the forefront and control things here. I want you to ask yourself, does it benefit your future self to have your past projections create these desires? And if it is yes, awesome, work with that. If the answer is no, then this is your work to decide, what do you have to do once and for all to finally put down the past, that is the version of you that is holding on to that desire from the past and thinking that your future can only be so big, it can only be so bright, you can only feel so much love, joy, happiness, success, whatever, because that's all you've ever felt before. That's you putting a limitation on it. But if you don't allow your past to be a predictor of your future, if you allow yourself to go into a visionary state, if anything were possible, if I wasn't wrong, if I wasn't bad, if it was all going to work out exactly how I desired it, with all the people, places, experiences, and things in my life unfolding at just the right time, what would your future be like? Then the next part of this exercise could be, again, I don't know how much time you have, could be, what does the version of you need to do right now to make sure that future version of you gets to experience those things, that they get to manifest? Is there anything you feel called to do right now after listening to this episode? When you talk the future with your spouse or with your kids or with your friends, maybe you don't talk the future with people, I don't know. But if you do talk about the future with people, I want you to notice, are you talking about a future that lights you the fuck up, that gets you so excited of what's to come? Or are you talking about, I'll never be able to afford that home, prices are always going up, everything's getting expensive, all my friends are getting divorced, I hear having kids is hard. And that may be somebody else's reality and the future that they're trying to project onto your life, but you don't have to take that on. You can stand strong in the future vision that excites you. The most important thing about all of this is, when I say a future that excites you, it's the you right now. You right now getting excited about your future, not waiting for the future to come to be excited. You crafting a future that current you, present you is, oh my gosh, I feel so good right now, even just imagining this future, because you want to feel good now. If you are sitting in worry, in doubt, in fear over something that hasn't even happened yet, that is you deciding that in this moment, you choose to feel shitty. It's so common, and I see it all the time. And I encourage you to become more aware of how your thoughts are making you feel and if they're even real. Are you really experiencing that thing yet? If we can say the future hasn't happened yet and we're at a fork in the road of where we can allow ourselves to daydream and go, we can say the future hasn't happened yet and I'm going to be scared and worried because of all the things that people tell me I should be scared and worried about, or the future hasn't happened yet and I'm going to create it in my mind and feel it in my body and it's like a full body, fuck yes, juicy experience for you, tell me which one you're going to choose. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. Happy Monday. We'll be back again later this week with Biz Besties. And then again, Casey Vollard on Friday. Stay tuned for that. If you've not yet already, whether you listen to us on Apple or Spotify, head to either one of those platforms, turn on the notifications so that you never miss an episode. We always love a rate and review. We always like to say thank you at those. So if you've left us a rating and a review, please take a screenshot. It takes a couple of days to upload. So if you do it today, come back to wherever you left the review. In a few days, take a screenshot, send it over to us. We'll send you a little coffee to say thank you. All right, have a great day, everybody. And oh, last thing I want to share is the retreat. Of course, we've got 3 spaces left, and then we'll be at 40 women. So if you know that you are one of those women, this is your time. You deserve a weekend of luxury, of delicious chef-curated meals, of deep, amazing, juicy conversations with other women. Women that are going to be empathetic and compassionate and encouraging and supportive, whether you know them or you don't. Lots of people come to our retreats without knowing anybody. That's what makes them so special. If you want to get into your body, use EFT tapping, breath work, come to a sound bath. You want to join us at the mineral pools. You want to walk away with a goodie bag full of amazing products from so many local women-owned businesses. Then send us a DM. Let's get you your retreat ticket before they're all gone. We would love to have you there. If you have any questions, just reach out to us in the DMs on Instagram. I'll be happy to give you any more details you might need. All right. Chat to you later.